Well, this morning we have a guest joining us. Kate Olson is with us, and we're not going to talk extension this morning. We're going to talk education, however,
right,
which is still right up your alley. How
exactly.
are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
We'll talk a little bit about the Cass County version of Relay for Life, which is coming up not too far down the road, Friday, June 20th. It's just a little more than a week away, and
That's right. We're
going to talk a little bit about some of the different aspects of the Relay for Life. I think a lot of folks pretty well understand the concept by now. Most folks have probably participated in some manner. But you are going to be taking care of a part that's very, very important. It's the educational part of all that, the Smart Shop. What's that all about?
Well, the Smart Shop is all about education for people on cancer prevention, information on how people can get screened, information on how they can be healthy and stay healthy. So we have several different stations set up. The Smart Shop, or education tent, as we call it, will be on the north end of the field, the night of Relay, under a big white tent, so be sure and come visit us. We'll have several groups in there with information on different types of prevention, different types of screenings, as well as just fun things, snacks, drinks, stuff like that.
How do you decide what comes into that tent? What is displayed there?
Well, we just ask folks that are interested to come in and people that have, relevant information to share. We've got a lot of groups coming in, but we'd like a few more if there are other folks that think they have information that should be shared with the public on being well, cancer screenings, things like that. We certainly would invite them to participate. We do have a few tables that we could still squeeze in under the tent if we needed to. We'd love to have a few more participants.
So have you gone out and tried to find folks to come in to do this, or have they come to you?
We've had mostly folks come to us. This is my first year working with the Smart Shop and the education tent, so I'm kind of learning about it a little bit. Extension has been a participant at the Smart Shop for the last several years, handing out snacks and information on healthy eating, but I haven't been in charge of the Smart Shop until this year, so I'm kind of getting a feel for what is a good fit there. So yeah, I've asked a few folks, and we do have a pretty good balance there, but I would love to hear from folks if they're interested in being in the Smart Shop and haven't been asked yet, because certainly I know I haven't asked everybody.
Okay, well, of course, you could have just about anything that has to do with health at all involved.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, cancer can hit just about any part of your body, from dental to, oral cancers to internal skin cancers, all kinds of different things. So there are all kinds of different areas where folks can find out more information.
Right, absolutely. The participants that we have right now that are going to be there, you mentioned oral cancer. We do have Midwest Dental there again this year. Doctors Markham and Peterson, their office, are sending over some folks. They'll have information, trivia, and just general educational pieces about oral cancers and the prevention of those. They'll also be doing a drawing for an electronic toothbrush. So if you want to come visit the education tent, you can get in the drawing for that. Cass County Public Health will be there with information on the Well Woman program and Care for Yourself, as well as the tobacco cessation program and many of the other public health programs, and a lot of that is information on screening, prevention, detection, early detection, and as well as like the Well Woman program will help pay for some of those screenings and preventative measures. So that's some really good information for folks that are interested in that. Of course, the Cass County Extension Office will be there again. We'll be providing snacks that are prepared so folks can stop by and grab some healthy snacks. Those are recipes that we pulled from the Extension Healthy Eating, Healthy Living cookbook and calendar that we have every year. And Hy-Vee is donating all of the food for us to make those snacks, so we certainly appreciate their help. We'll also be having recipes folks can grab, resources on healthy eating, healthy living. And we'll also have a place where they can sign up to win a goodie basket of Extension's Healthy Living resources. We have a water station where folks can come get some cold bottled water, courtesy of Coca-Cola Atlantic Bottling. And then we'll have just a general table with resources from the American Cancer Society on resources on screening, on different types of cancer, and also some information on support. American Cancer Society has a lot of really good support resources for folks who've been diagnosed with cancer and for their families. So we encourage folks to stop by and pick up any of that information. Like I said, we'll have things to drink, we'll have things to eat, a lot of good information, and you can get your name in a couple of different drawings as well.
I think oftentimes when people think about the Relay for Life, they think about the event itself, but they think about the money that's raised and that probably going to help for research to find a cure and stuff. But the education component of all this is very important too.
Oh yeah, the education is important, and certainly Relay is about raising money. We want to, you know, finish the fight is the motto for Relay for Life and for the American Cancer Society. They really have made great strides in getting people educated about cancer, getting people screened earlier, just getting general information out there. Diagnosis, death rates are way down, which is great, but obviously there's more work to do. So that's what the main point of Relay is to raise money for that research and education. But as I mentioned, American Cancer Society also has a very good education and support piece, and that's certainly, obviously, there are still folks out there being diagnosed with cancer every single day. It's still a huge killer and a huge disease that many people in the U.S. are involved in. So that education piece, you know, how do you get screened? How do you make sure you're not one of the statistics? How do you make sure you catch it early? How do you find support once you are diagnosed? Where do you turn? How do you know... how do you prevent that? And with the healthy eating, the screenings, things like that. So education is a big piece of Relay for Life and the American Cancer Society. So we encourage folks, obviously, come out to Relay and support people who have been diagnosed. Do it in memory, do it in honor of someone, but also stop by and, you know, visit our station, have a little bit of fun, have some good snacks, but also pick up some pieces just to educate yourself a little bit about the different types of cancer that are out there and how you can prevent those.
Well, in addition to raising money, kind of in a subtle way, we've pushed you toward the healthy lifestyle too. It is a Relay for Life. You are walking the track.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you're not used to getting out and getting a lot of that exercise on a regular basis, maybe this would be your starting point to kind of get going. And once we teach you about that, then we can teach you about healthy eating and some of those other healthy habits, dealing with stress in our lives and what have you, all the things that make life a little tougher. So, yeah, once we get to that point, then we can educate them all the way around. My golly, we just have a healthy area, don't we?
That's right. Yeah. And you mentioned the Relay, you know, folks, if they're not comfortable walking the track for 4 hours, if they want to do one slow lap and that's their step that gets them going, that's perfect. And if that one lap around the track motivates you to do something else to be healthier in your life or for your kids or something like that, we've got plenty of resources to help you out.
You bet. Do you have some helpers on this? You're not doing this all yourself, are you?
No, we're not doing this all ourselves. A lot of the folks, Midwest Dental is sending several of their staff members. Cass County Public Health is going to have some volunteers there. And, of course, Extension will have several staff members there. But, yeah, the...
Are there any committee members helping out with you?
Well, I'm the chair for the Smart Shop, and other than that, there's only another committee members on my group, but I'm part of the larger planning committee for the whole Relay. So everybody kind of has their own piece. We don't have volunteers sitting at our tent just because the businesses that are there have been such great supporters. They've provided all the people that we need to have there. So that's been a really good thing to have.
Yeah, it makes life a lot easier when people take interest enough to be able to come out there. Because it's easy on a Friday night to say, you know what, I got something else I probably need to do. And, you know, they take the time out of, you know, because it is a risk having this on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah,
because,
it is.
And, you know, so many people might have other plans. And
yes,
things.
And Cass County does a great job of supporting this. So we're very lucky in that respect. And it also, all these businesses sending folks out to work the tent frees up those other volunteers that want to be helping at Relay to do things like help with the kids event or help with the entertainment or help with the survivors dinner and the survivors lap. There's so many activities and events that go on during Relay. You know, obviously we'd always welcome any volunteers. So if folks are, again, I would just encourage folks to contact me or any of the committee members if you know one that you feel more comfortable talking to. We can always use volunteers to help out, whether it be with the education tent or any of the other events. And like I said, if folks have a business or an interest in working in the education tent or have information they'd like to share, they're welcome to contact me as well at the Extension office, 243-1132. Like I mentioned, we can still squeeze a few more tables in the education tent, and if there's good information to share, we want to make sure it gets out to the public. So,
big white tent on the north side of the infield in
That's
the track.
That's right.
Very good. Just look for Kate. She'll be standing there looking to just educate the dickens out of you.
That's right.
Make sure we get that out, because it is a multi-pronged event. It's not just a fundraiser, a fundraiser. It's a fundraiser, and it's also meant to be an education elevator, too.
Yes.
We want to make sure we educate folks so that they can live a healthier lifestyle and recognize some of those signs as well.
Absolutely.
Well, a good effort all the way around, and you know, it's always a popular night. It's always a successful night. It's a real good draw, and we hope it is again here this year. And let's hope we get a night without rain, huh?
I'm hoping so. I've never one to turn away rain, but boy, if we could just have 4 hours in there that we can... That would be great.
Of course, you are under a tent. So.
Well, we are, but some of the walkers might be a little happier if it didn't rain.
No doubt. Very good. Well, Kate, thanks for coming in. Appreciate that. And good luck with the Smart Shop there at the Relay for Life.
Thanks so much.